Shemesh. Start with the Torah, Northwest London. Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh Adar, 1st of Adar, 22nd of February. Not as advertised, Reb Yehuda Wittenberg. Title? Anything?
Don't know yet.
Untitled.
Title to be announced. This week's Torah is sponsored by Family Friedland, the Chodesh Simcha Nisun of Shua Friedland, and Yudet Erlanger. The Chas will take place today in Mitzvah Shem Hirot, and Shitzkrib Nos Bais, Nemon Bisrael, the Shem Belisilo.
Thank you. So we have about 15 minutes, just a bit less. So just to share something with you on this week's parasha and also next week's parasha. So the beginning of the parasha goes through the various items that had to be provided for the Mishkan. Torah lists well-known Zav, Kesem, Nechoshes, etc. There are two anomalies in the list, and namely that's Shemen Lamoir, Besomim Neshemen HaMishkov, Likteris HaSamim. The two last, at the end of the list, the Shemen Lamoir was the oil that was used for the menorah, and Besomim Neshemen HaMishkov, Likteris HaSamim. The Daas HaKenim and Bala Tosfos points out that the anomaly is that all the other items were used actually in the construction of the Mishkan, both the structure of the Mishkan, that's Yishitim, etc., and also the Kelim of the Mishkan, the Zav, the Chesef, and the Choshes, and the Bigdei Kohuna. Whereas the Shemen Lamoir and Besamim L'Shem LaMishcha, the Likteris HaSamim, we actually used in the Avodah, in the Mishkan. The Avodah, the Menorah, was part of the daily Avodah. The Likteris HaSamim was the daily Avodah. And he points out that if we're listing items that were used in the daily Avodah, there were many more things required as well. There was Kvasim, Izim, Purim, all the animals for the Korbanos. So how do we explain this anomaly? So let's jump to Parshas Tetzaveh, and we'll share an interesting insight from the Leket Yosha, who was the a Talmud of the Trumas HaDeshen, and he points out as follows. There's a Rashi in the beginning of Tetzaveh where the Torah says that the oil for the menorah had to be Shemen Zai Zoch Kosis Lamoir. Kosis Lamoir had to be crushed for Moir, for lighting the menorah. So the Leket Yosha says that Rashi says Kosis Lamoir Veloi Kosis Labesomim. It had to be crushed for the menorah, but not crushed for the menochos. And Rashi points out that there were different grades of oil. The menorah had to have purer oil than the menochos. The menochos were allowed to be crushed in a grinder, whereas for the menorah, it had to be pressed by hand. It was only the first drop of oil. So he says something b'derech remiza. He says that there are two yomim tovim that we have, which are yomim tovim d'rabbanan. Namely, that's Chanukah and Purim. And in both cases, Klal Yisrael were rescued. They were salvaged from a danger that they were under. But there was a fundamental difference between them. And one of the differences is that the Hatzalah of Chanukah took place with a miut of Klal Yisrael. Namely, that there was a gezeira against Klal Yisrael, a spiritual gezeira. And it was only Matisyahu Obonov who were able to overcome the Greeks with a very, very small army. It was the vast majority of Klal Yisrael actually had fallen prey to the influence of Yavon. They were with the Misyavnin. And it took a very select few of Klal Yisrael to restore, to bring around the Yeshua. Whereas when it comes to the Nes of Purim, we know that the Koyach of Purim was Leich Kenois Kol HaYehudim. Klal Yisrael were gathered together. And it was only as a Tzibur that the Hatzalah was actually achieved. So he says that the remez here is kosis. Kosis means when you take the selected, crush the oil, and you take the selected few drops of oil. Kosis la moir, when it came to moir, which is a remez to Chanukah, obviously the moir is the shemen for the menorah, then it was kosis. But la menochos, the menochos is a remez to Purim. Why is it a remez to Purim? Because of the famous medrash which says that when Haman came, after he went to Achashverosh, he saw Klal Yisrael, he saw the Tanokish of his Rabban learning the halachas of Kemitza, and he said to himself that if they have the zchus of the Kemitza, I will not be able to overcome Klal Yisrael with my plans because they have the zchus of learning Hilchas Kemitza. However, one understands that. So that's the remez of Menachos. So he says, Kosis Lamoir, when it comes to the Nes Chanukah, it was Kosis. There was only a select few of Klal Yisrael who were able to bring about the Yeshua. When it comes to the Nes Purim, it was Lo Kosis LaMenachos. It was not Kosis, it was Klal Yisrael as a whole entity. So how do we understand there's obviously this, it's a cute remez, but what's underlying? So let's go back to the Daas HaKenim and Bala Tosfos on this week's parasha. he says a yesod which Avram Gurovitz in his Sefer expounds on. He says the following. He says, we have, as Klal Yisrael, we have Tariq mitzvahs. We have 613 mitzvahs, and all those mitzvahs provide us with a way to connect to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He says that of our mitzvahs, there are two in particular which are kind of stand out above the rest, and they are Torah and Tefillah. And the way that Ram explains it is, he says that by both the mitzvah of Limud Torah and by Tefillah, we find that not only are they mitzvahs that a person is supposed to do, but they actually are mitzvahs that change the person. When it comes to the Torah, the Mishnah in Ovis says, "Machsharte liyos chosid onov." The Mishnah in the sixth parak in Kinyan Torah lists a whole load of things that happen to a person when a person learns Torah. A person who learns Torah is fundamentally a different entity to someone who doesn't learn Torah. There's a Rashi which says what Rabbi Yosef said about Shavuos. He said, "Ilav ha'yoma kama Yosef ikka b'shuka." How many Yosefs would there be in the Shukah? Meaning, if not for Matan Torah, there would be many other people like me, but I learned Torah. So Rashi says, Shalamadati Torah v'nisrei mamti. Rashi says, Rabbi Yosef said, I learned Torah and it elevated me. So I once heard a pshat that Rabbi Yosef himself forgot his learning. The Gemara says many times, Abaya had to remind Rabbi Yosef of all the things he said in Shir. Rabbi Yosef shokach tamudai. But nevertheless, Rabbi Yosef was able to recognize that despite the fact that he'd forgotten his learning, so he didn't actually have the material that he'd learned, but nevertheless, he's Lomadat Torah v'nisrei mamti, the learning of the Torah, elevated Rabbi Yosef to a greater position, so that even after he forgot his learning, he was still a different person, a more elevated and spiritual person than he was before he learned his Torah. And that's why the Gemara says about Rabbi Yosef, Luchas v'shivir luchas m'nochim b'aron. That's the dimyan, that the shivir luchas, even when the Torah has been forgotten, but the shivir luchas also have a place in the aron. That's the idea of Limud Torah. And when it comes to tefillah as well, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Va'ani tefillah. Va'ani tefillah means that when a person davens, the tefillah piles in the person, it changes the person. That's why the word tefillah is the reflexive, lehispalel. Lehispalel means you make yourself into somebody who is a gedavent to mensch, someone who's davened is someone who's close to Tachon Baruch Hu and actually is a changed person. So we see that Torah and Tefillah have the koyach, they're not just mitzvahs that we do, but they actually change who we are, and they change us and they elevate us into higher and better people. So the without Akdama, says Das Kanim, he says that the Mishkan, there were two things in the Mishkan that needed to be there in order for the Mishkan to be a Mishkan. He says when you build a palace, he says there are two things that a palace needs that make it stand out from a regular house. One of them is a lot of light, especially in the days gone by when there was no electricity. Lights, candles were at a premium. So one of the marks, the hallmarks of a palace was the fact that it had a lot of light. And the other one is the fact that they put ketores there, they put besamim, they make it smell nice. And those are two things which distinguish a palace from a regular house. In the Mishkan, we had, every day we had the menorah, and we had the ketores. So he says that the geder of the avodah in the Mishkan, of the menorah, of the lighting the menorah, and the avodah ha-ketores, they weren't merely part of the daily service of the avodah Tachon Baruch Hu, but they actually gave the Mishkan the status of a Mishkan. In order to be a Mishkan, the Mishkan had to be a place where there was ketores and there was the menorah. There weren't just things that we had to do. The other karbonos were karbonos. There was an avoda that was mutl aleinu. It was mutl on Klal Yisrael to do. With these two aspects of the avoda, not only were they for us to do as a cheluk of the avoda, but they lent the Mishkan its status of being the Mishkan. So he says, therefore, when it comes to the Melech HaMishkan, when it comes to listing out all the various materials that were used in the construction of the Mishkan, Shem and Lamoir and Besomim, Neshem and Mishkan, Lekteris and Samim, these are considered elements that were required in the construction of the Mishkan. Because not only did you have to build a Mishkan, but you had to maintain its state as a Mishkan. And in order for it to remain a Mishkan, to remain a Mikdash, to remain a place that was an elevated place, there had to be in there a daily avoida of Keteris and of lighting the menorah. And he says that we know that the avoda, the menorah, stood for Torah, kineir mitzvah of a Torah, and Keteres is tikkun tefilasi Keteres lefanecha. And this is how Rav Avraham explains these two avodas. Why was it that these two were so essential for the Mishkan to be a Mishkan? Obviously, as a physical analogy, we can say about the lights and the things smelling nice being the hallmarks of a palace. But the pnimius of it is that the avodas of Torah and tefillah are two avodas that change us as people, and therefore the Mishkan, which is a representation, Ayin Malbim Pasha's Truma Tetzaveh explains how the Mishkan is a representation of man. It's an Olam Katan. It represents who we are. So therefore, parallel in the same way as in our Avoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah and Tefillah are two aspects that not only are chelak of the tzivuim, of the mitzvahs that we have, but they make us who we are. So therefore, the Mishkan, in order for Mishkan to be a Mishkan, there had to be the Avoda of the Keteris, which represents Tefillah, Tikkun Tefillasi, Keteris Lefanecha. And there also had to be the avoda of the neiris of the menorah, which represents nimudat Torah. It's not just that we know that the Oren represents the Torah shebichsav, the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. The menorah is Torah shebalpeh. The menorah is the avoda that we do in Torah, the nimudat Torah that we do to connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that we do to achieve our levels in avodas Hashem. And therefore, he says that these two. The Shem Namor and Besamim, the Shem Namishkan, the Keteris Besamim, they formed a chelik of the items that were required in the construction of the Mishkan. And I think that's the message that we can take with us when we, on Rosh Chodesh Adar, when we come to celebrate the Yom Tov Purim, we have to remember the Koyach of Tefillah and the Koyach HaTorah. Of course, Torah is also connected to Purim, but Be'ikah, the Avodah of Leich Knois Kol HaYehudim, the idea that when we're Mispanel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we're Mispanel as a Tzibur together, and by the way, I meant to say that the Keteris, of course, is the 11th Samanim, and the Gemara in Tainis tells us that the Chelbunot is connected, the Poish Yisrael, and Kol Tefillah, She'ein Poish Yisrael, and Tzarfin, is not a Richtige Tefillah B'Tzibur. So you see within the Keteris this idea of having a Tzibur forming the koyach of tefillah. I meant to say, sorry, I'm not prepared. The difference between, one of the differences between limudat Torah and tefillah is that when it comes to tefillah, there's a fundamental difference between a tefillah siyochid and tefillah b'tzibur. A tefillah b'tzibur, Chazal tell us, has a koyach that tefillah siyochid doesn't have. It's a different entity. When it comes to limudat Torah, be'etzem, there's no difference between Torah that you learn by yourself and Torah that you learn in the Beis HaMedrash. Of course, when you learn in the Beis HaMedrash, it makes it easier to learn. But the avoida of limud Torah is something that a person has one-on-one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not be'etzem, it's not an avoida tzibur. Whereas the avoida of tefillah is an avoida tzibur. And therefore when we tie it back to Chanukah and Purim, we understand why the Yeshua on Chanukah came through the Yechidim, through the family of Yochanan Kohen Gadol and their sons who were able to overcome the Yevonim, because there the Avoida, the Ikka Avoida, was through Limudat Torah, which is a personal connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whereas when it came to Purim, when the Yeshua came through Leich Knois Kol HaYehudim, that's an Avoida Tzibur, it's an Avoida we do together, so the Yeshua had to come through Klal Yisrael, and that's the Oymuk of the Lekha Yosha when he says, Kosses Lamor Veloi Kosses Lamanachas, Agit Chodesh.
Skadal, Skadal, Shemei Rabba, Amad Ruch, Yisrael, Yam, Yam, Malchus, Eil, Chai.